Last time on Monster of the Week.
The mystery here takes place in Cold Springs, Massachusetts. Cold Springs was established in the 1700s, now become a well-knit community of families.
Now and, it's fucking gay.
And one of, yeah, but there's three places of note. The William H. Castle Center for Child Arts, the Quabbin Reservoir, and the very subtle Illusiono Hotel. A string of child disappearances has started making news. There's been no note left or ransom demanded. The utter lack of clues has left both authorities all the way up to FBI completely inept.
That we should check out the William H. Macy Center for...
He's a good actor.
Children Arts, because that's where the children...
I'm trying to save future kids.
Right. So she tells you that the day before it worked just fine. They had come home from school, everything was fine. And then after they put the kid to bed, regular time. And when they woke up the next day, the kid was gone.
So just like a gone kid?
Yep. And then a couple days later, it washed up on the shore of the reservoir.
Jesus.
Yeah. He's like, oh, so you came to town because all those kids are gone. Yeah, this town's been cursed from the start. There shouldn't have been families here. This whole place is ugly. There shouldn't have been nothing. Now everyone's paying for it. He starts rattling off this story about back in the old days in 1792, there was this woman named Bernadette Criticos, who was a prominent figure in Cold Springs at the time. She had two children who came down with black lung. And despite the insistence of the townsfolk, she kept them away from doctors to try to heal them herself. When the first kid passed, she lashed out against the town. Mm-hmm. When the second one passed a few months later, she swore revenge. Mm. She died alone, and ghost stories immediately started to swarm around her old house after that. The Illusiono Hotel, the local tourist trap, cashing in on the witch trial legacy of nearby Salem. In walks Saul Zorba, and he's the owner of the Illusiono Hotel.
Ghost lady. Sure. Beverly Hills
and Brand or whatever. She was a ghost, and she lived in this town a long time ago, and she was real spooky, and she had some kids who also died or something.
I have a sidebar question. Yeah, does he actually fucking know anything, or does he just know enough to hype the hotel?
And now, episode 13 of Monster of the Week, It's Fun to Be Scared.
Of course, yeah. You've got actually both room keys right now. So yeah, what's going on next, kids?
Well, I'm checking out my room, so you can.
Am I still talking to?
No, old guy has fucked off. Old crazy's fucked off, but you're still at the William H. Castle Center for Child Arts. Do you want to investigate real quick?
Yes, I do.
Or I guess what were we gonna do originally? Read bad situation? Yeah, because that was the one that had the better questions. But either way, it's sharp. Either way.
Sharp.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Doesn't need to pick a question?
He does, but I'm trying to think. Pick from either investigate a mystery or read a bad situation, because they both kind of, sort of fit, but whatever.
Oh, what kind of question?
Yeah, you get to ask a question from the
list. Can I just ask you a question?
Maybe.
If he rolled a 12.
Oh, that's true. She's right. She's the expert on this. How this game works.
What happened here?
Okay. They just recently had an art showing of some of the kids that were working in, like, art 3D, let's say. So it's a lot of weird paper mache shit. And some of it's actually pretty good. Some of it's like, oof, there's a parent paying way too much money for this. But there's also some donated pieces from some of the places in town, because it's a little bit of an art community here. There's also some random bullshit that is donated from Saul Zorba at the Illusiono Hotel. It's like a little mobile that he made shittily out of like some... Oh, there's like some feathers in it, some old spooky stuff, and something that may be bone or maybe some
fucking cement, who knows? Like, it's just some random crap. So in this display case that shows 10 kids' art pieces, they're going, like, increasingly more and more, like, wow, this is actually looks really good, and this kid's really got a future. And then there's just, like, at the end, that's all whatever crap he had laying around. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, donated, blah, 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 because he's using it as free marketing, basically.
Right.
And that's what you see. But the halls are mostly empty. Like I said, there's kind of not been, like, a quarantine or a lockdown or anything like that, but just kids are kind of staying home right now.
Okay.
You also see a photo of, what the hell is the kid's name? Daddy McDead Kid.
Kid.
Jeannie Bailey. It's like, oh, we miss Jeannie, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
That's that.
Okay.
So let's hop over back to Zora. What are you doing, Zora? Are we heading back to the hotel? What are we doing?
Sucking dick here, man.
What do you mean sucking dick here? How'd that conversation with that mom go? Jesus.
Not great, man. Well, like, I need information that I don't know where to get it. And I don't like that. Because clearly I can't talk to the families of the fucking dead kids.
Yeah.
And that would be, like, my first go-to. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess more of a sidebar question, just so I know if I'm not, like, wasting fucking time. Is there any merit to doing more digging on Ghost Lady and her ghost kids? Like, should I investigate, like, where her house was in the middle of town? Or is that not even a thing?
The house itself isn't super important.
Okay.
But yes, that is something to look into.
Okay.
But yeah, it's up to you guys. You guys can continue being split up. You can reconvene at the hotel, whatever you guys want to do. You still, obviously, no one's checked out the reservoir yet.
Well, maybe we can reconvene at the hotel and we'll all go over to the reservoir.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, it seems like a pretty big area, so we can all... Yeah.
Excellent. So, as I say, you make the Avengers call and bring everyone back in. Okay, good.
Like, Slut Ventures, Slut Symbol.
So, what do you guys think of the Illusiono Hotel?
Looks crazy.
I imagine, like, it's just awkward, like, kitschy Halloween year round.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, nitpicking the historical accuracy. I'm like, well, actually, if you wanted it to be, you know.
Excellent. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I was going to say, is Nabisco in any of this at all? Because you're not into real spooky stuff. Would you be into, like, fake spooky stuff?
This is dumb bullshit.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't feel like Nabisco's into anything.
No, maybe not. You're not really dazzled by
this. No, that shit's dumb.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
Oh no, when I see Lizard, I'm like, Lizard, look at this shit.
Right, look at all this fake shit, because you've seen some real fucked up shit. So what do we want to do? Obviously you guys have all given notes and things like that and shared information. Are you guys going to investigate the hotel at all, or what are you guys doing?
Well, we want to see our rooms. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The rooms are very tacky. One of you is there's a Dracula room and a werewolf room. Those are the two rooms that you guys have. And so, like, there's the big bed with the red sheets and the fucking canopy and a lot of really tacky. You know what the worst part is? They got lots of framed art, but they didn't even have the fucking decency to go, like, get the art done somewhere. It's all really shitty JPEG art.
It's
all fucking terrible framed. Like, why did you even bother?
Yeah, like, they found a 120 by 320 picture of Frankenstein.
And they were like, perfect. And it's terrible looking.
Sad.
So, who's staying in the Dracula room and who's staying in the Wolfman room?
Well, I feel like he needs to stay in the Dracula room.
I want
to
stay in the Wolfman room.
Fuck me.
Here's the only problem with that. Lizard's older brother was murdered by a werewolf in the last mystery, so maybe not stick her.
Well, she's going in hell, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she's getting in the oubliette hell, so yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I ask her, I'm like, hey, do you want to stay in the gay Dracula room, or do you want to stay in the wolf room? She says, I've got my own Nintendo, so, like, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, she's like, I'm okay.
Yeah, she like, just taps open the thing that opens her oubliette and just slides in. Fucking bye. I hate you guys.
Okay, so you guys are split up into rooms, that's good.
Dracula room.
I'm going in the Dracula room.
We're getting the Wolfman room.
Is there anything worth investigating a mystery in the Wolfman room?
Not in the Wolfman room, but in the Hotel Un General, there is one thing, yes. But so
what time of day? Are we calling this a night?
I think so. It's getting pretty late.
Good night, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye, slut.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
So you guys are all sleepy night-night?
Mm-hmm.
at 4 in the morning, you guys hear something wake you guys up out of dead sleep. Which, by the way, what's everybody's sleep like? Like, what's everybody's sleeping attire? Is it like grandpa jammies? Is it boxers? Nude? Okay, mostly nude. Good, good.
I sleep with one leg out, like, over the blanket.
Good, good.
But otherwise, it's like a t-shirt and shit. I don't like to breathe on. Good. So, like, yeah.
And what about?
As many layers as possible, I'm always cold. Right. So I've got, like, grandpa jammies and, like, a giant blanket wrapped around me.
Excellent.
So,
like, okay. So, you hear this, like, real high-pitched shriek. Now it's not in the hotel. This isn't, like, something's getting downstairs. Pulled down the hallway. But you hear it outside the window. In the distance a little bit. And it is loud. Like, it's not like, this is not gonna end up being like, oh, two teenagers were fooling around in a car. Like, this is a blood-curdling scream.
Two teenagers were murdered in a car.
That's true. That could be it.
The story of the story is that it's the hook-handed man fable.
Exactly,
You know, don't go to make out point.
Right. Yeah. So, he knows what you did last summer. So, yeah, you guys hear that? It wakes you up out of a dead sleep.
Wonderful.
So, how do you guys want to react to this? It's not like the creature thing where it's like right outside the window, but it's loud enough that you guys heard it.
Let's go check that shit out.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Like, the first thing I do is check for Lizzie because I do give a shit.
That's good.
And
she's
like,
all right.
Well, I just got startled awake, so first thing I think is, Lizard, is Lizard okay?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, she's in the fucking oubliette, she's fine.
Yeah, she's in the hall.
And then, like, I fart, and I'm like, God damn it, and get out of
that's
bed.
That's legit. It's good character work.
Mm-hmm.
So, is everybody else kind of following suit?
Yeah, I guess so. Because is it really important enough that I have to get out of bed? And I'm like, she farted in here, so I have to go. So,
okay.
I'm going to have to evacuate anyway, so all right.
What was our official ruling on opening locked doors? Because when you guys get up, the doors are locked.
Okay.
The door to leave my room is locked?
It's locked on the outside.
Kick this door's ass. Can I kick some ass?
That's the idea. Okay, so yeah, you... You fucking boot the fucking door.
Yeah.
And you'll take one harm, but that'll be done by the time you get to actual serious shit, so it's not
I'm
a big
so
deal.
Sorry.
So don't worry about it?
Yeah, don't worry about it. So you kick open the door. So,
right at the
so ladies, what are you doing to open your door?
Well, I just farted, so.
That's not going to work. You can't just fart the door open.
You want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, cool.
Sounds fancy. I guess we would also kick some ass then at the door, because we're also trapped.
Well, you don't have to. Like, you could act under pressure to try to jimmy the door open.
Because I'm like, still, like, trying to fucking get my bearings.
Do you want to help out? You can roll to help out to kind of give her a boost.
Oh, that's true. I like that.
Yeah, and I'll roll plus cool. I have no cool, but you know.
You do have no cool.
Sorry to fart on you.
That's what happens if you roll shitty. It'll be like you fart on her. You farted on her.
Great, thanks. Well, it's already happened, so this is my life now.
So burritos, man.
I just woke up, okay? I'm not doing great.
So you guys are farting on each other?
You go to Jimmy the Lock.
And I fart. She's like,
she farts.
Yeah.
But then you pull up your phone to pull up the YouTube video on how to Jimmy a lock.
Yeah.
Hotel doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh. Okay.
So are you going to try to bust their door open now to get them out?
Yeah, I'll bust them out. You want me to bust them out?
Well, I don't know what else to do because they're both... They're standing in a fart cloud in their hotel room right now. Nice. You get to gain the advantage. You can take plus one going forward or give plus one to another hunter. That's really the only one that makes sense.
Let me bank that plus
one. Yeah,
let me bank it.
So you bust that door open. No, because it's an 11, you bust the fuck out of that door. That door is, like, thoroughly busted.
Does it hit one of us?
No, but it sweeps you both back, and you're both, like, fall down, like, oh, Jesus! And he's just standing there, boxers, fucking gun holstered, like, you just look like a weird... And then suddenly at the end of the hall, what the fuck are you both doing? Are you all doing in my hotel? What the... And then fucking... Saul Zorba walks over.
Why are your doors locked in here, Zorba?
Standard policy, I gotta make sure my guests are safe.
You,
I don't know if you know this, but there's disappearing kids in this town right now. It's a little dangerous.
Do you see any kids here?
I heard a kid. It was something. I wanted to make sure you guys were safe, my poor little fucking...
Angel babies.
Angels, sweet angels from heaven. What do I hurt you get hurt?
My angel babies.
Can I act under pressure?
To do what?
I'm gonna like pick him up by his collar.
Okay.
And threaten the fucking shit out of him.
Okay. To what end? Like, what are you looking to threaten out of him?
Because he locked me in my goddamn hotel room.
Okay, that's
fair. Yeah, yeah. No, he's awake. He's angry.
I need to bully this old man.
Who, baby?
Oh, you lose your room if you get the.
Yeah. So, you startle the shit out of him.
And like, listen, old man, you lock me in my room again. Be the last thing you do.
And then you fucking drop him, and he's like, ugh! And fucking like lands, and he's like. Alright, I guess I'll never fucking look out for you ever again. Jesus. Here, you gotta unlock me here. And so he's kind of stepping to the side. They're all breathing heavy and shit. So what are you guys doing now?
Well, I'm going to... Let's see. I'm going to investigate a mystery. Because I think that this lock in the door and the screaming and stuff, that's not...
It's legit.
I also just farted twice, so right. There's no telling. Let's see. What is being concealed here?
Great question. So in all the hubbub and kicking the shit out of not one but two doors.
Several farts.
As Saul is like kind of storming off into the darkness, you see that there's a big portrait that's painted that's at the end of the hall that's fallen off the wall because of all the fucking door kicking. And it didn't break, but it's definitely like... clacked on the floor now.
Flunk, yeah.
Yeah. And so you go over and it's a portrait of Bernadette and the children. And so she... It's old timey because it's 1700, so it's like not really a... It's more like a painting than a photo.
I don't even know much about her.
Well, keep in mind...
He took over the hotel about 6 months ago.
Right. That's true. But it's like old timey and kind of gothic looking and it's just all sitting there. And she looks sad. The kids look sad.
Everybody said.
It was the 1700s.
Everybody died from dysentery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
I went to the snack room while everyone was on
the
way.
Yeah, you fucking Fonzie'd the vending machine and fucking got some fruit roll-ups. So there you go. There's that. Oh, you know what? So you guys are looking to do what now? Probably go investigate whatever that scream was.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on with that portrait first. Like, is there...
The portrait's just a portrait. It's just a creepy portrait.
Yeah, so let's go find out what that sound is.
Yeah. So, okay. I need all of you to roll to act under pressure.
Which one's that?
That's cool.
Are we going to do it? No, that'd be a disaster.
Yeah, that's not two at the same time. Okay. Okay.
Please don't suck.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are starting to walk out of the hotel. And, Saul's already gone, like whatever. And like I said, you guys are just about to walk out the front door, and this fucking cheesy plastic Dracula drops out of the side like as a jump scare, and it's like bleh. And so Megan Nabisco is not startled by it at all.
Mm-hmm. He does punch it though.
No, just, no, you just look at it and just go like, huh, and just keep going.
But he's gonna slap then, it because he's pissed.
Like, Lavinia. You rolled, what, an 8?
Yeah.
So again, not scared. You're just kind of like, okay, great. And you just kind of keep walking. Mm-hmm. But because you rolled an 11, fucking Zora is the one who fucking punches the Dracula and knocks it off the fucking thing. Perfect. As all three of you walk out.
I don't like being scared.
Right, exactly. So that was...
You've been farted on twice already. Yeah. Now right,
this is not how I wanted to wake up.
Okay, so... By all accounts, the... Scream was over here by the little trail here. Mm-hmm. And there's some people, not as much, this isn't like a full, like the whole town's out, because obviously this has been happening all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. But you see a few scragglers here, a couple people around the reservoir itself.
Uh-oh.
That's what you guys see when you come out of the hotel.
So we're going to start heading towards the reservoir, I guess? Okay. Or no, the hubbub you said was on the trail, right?
Well, no, they're all kind of heading towards the reservoir, so you're right. Your instincts are correct.
Okay, cool. That's where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you guys walk up, and there's a little bit of a crowd there. And you see this little string bean in, like, clothes. That, like, a slight size too big. Mm-hmm. But he's in a little sheriff outfit. Not a, like a cowboy sheriff, but like in a local sheriff kind of attire. He's not, like, dressed as fucking Woody. And he's like,
there, and he's got a flashlight, and you see that they're, like, putting a sheet over another small body. Mm. And he's just standing there like, God, son of, oh, Jesus. And then he's like, okay, everybody, you know, the general like, all right, go on home. There's nothing to see here. That kind of thing. And you guys are there. Oh, did you? Any of you guys get dressed at all? Or are you in your jammies and he's in his underwear?
Jammies.
Mm-hmm. Underwear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like I'm wearing like a t-shirt and boxers.
Right. And he's just wearing boxers and like, I imagine the black socks with the fucking, mm-hmm. like the grandpa Garters. Socks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the gun holster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're in like the big cocoon blanket.
Yeah.
And my like hat, my Indiana Jones hat.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I forgot the Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, when I sleep, I just kind of pull it over.
Yeah, of course.
He does that while he's whacking it too. Right. Like,
pulls it over his eyes.
Should I roll to investigate a mystery?
Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to be the one who's officially investigating? Are you Velma-ing this?
I am. Yeah, go on, Velma.
Ooh, good. Ooh. Investigate. Holy 11. Shit.
Holy shit.
You found out everything. We can all go home now.
Basically.
Oopie, oopie. What kind of monster is it? Pretty much. Because it's like, well, what happened here? Obviously another kid died. Maybe what's being concealed?
Well, again, you don't have to ask one from the list since you kicked the shit out of this fucking... Roll, so if you just want to ask something else.
Maybe what's the significance of the reservoir? Like, why do they show up here?
Great question. So,
you're like, kinda... do they die by drowning? Is, like, that what, like, the official cause of death is?
Yes.
Versus... Okay.
And so, as you're looking around, yeah, the kid's, like, waterlogged. And so as you're looking around, the crowd's just kind of standing around and everyone's looking upset, but you can see... On, like, the left bank of the reservoir, you can see that there's some marks in the dirt of someone getting dragged in.
Okay.
And, like, kind of water splashed around or whatever. But there's no, like, clothing. There's no, like, there's a shoe there. It's just you can see that it's someone's been dragged. So then, as you're kind of, like, looking that over and studying it, and you're like, okay, I kind of get... Then the string bean comes over, Sheriff Cyrus Woods. He's 22 years old. He's the youngest sheriff in the town's history and is 100% over his head with the streak of disappearances in his town. He's like, oh, hello, naked people in my town.
Hey.
What's, what do we owe the pleasure here? And he's
what's
like,
going on
and he's
here?
Like kind of stepping in front of the dead kid, like, what's going on?
Send you by the FBI, dude.
TMZ? Fine. What are we, what?
The government called us in because clearly you guys are incapable of handling the situation, so they called in the experts.
Cool. And I know
they called in the experts.
I know that the first thing that the FBI teaches you, I know, is to tell grieving parents in front of them that they're not handling this properly. So if we could maybe take this conversation...
No, I didn't say the parents weren't handling this properly. I said that you weren't handling this properly.
Perfect. Again, second lesson they teach you at the FBI. Make the sheriff of the town look like a piece of shit in front of great living people. Perfect. So, see that you get A's on that.
Go, I'm going to fucking eat this kid for breakfast. Like, I want him dead right now.
The shirt.
Now.
Like, the by the way, the one shirt. The dresser is not half tucked in. It's like the halfy tucked.
Yeah. I'm already crabby. I've been woken up early. I've been farted on. I had to punch a fucking fake-ass Dracula. I am a crabby bitch right now.
Good.
I will murder this child in a fucking sheriff's uniform.
So are you going to try to manipulate him, or is someone trying to... What are we doing?
What?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I come up, and, like, you know, she's coming up, and she's like, you're incompetent!
Right.
Yeah, like, hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I'll fuck you, though. Yeah, well, no, now that he's, like, kind of...
Give him all
the
sugar and spice.
Like, yeah, we're good cop, bad cop, because I am absolutely bad cop in it right now.
I'm definitely going to manipulate him.
Good.
Just like
plus charm.
Flash a titty or whatever.
Nice, okay.
I come up and I, you know, just kind of slide, like, you know, I've done this before with Zora, so I just kind of slide in there. She knows it. It's all right, you know.
I'm like, hey, dude,
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, we have a kid of our own. And real rough to see this happen. And
you single?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Interesting technique to go to use the phrase we have a kid, are you single? That sounds less like a you're trying to hit on somebody and more that you're auditioning for someone to be a babysitter.
Try it again.
Response like, I'm sorry, you know, just I had this kid and she's very protective of her.
You single?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, he's caught off guard. He's very similar to, if you were to say such a thing to an actor playing a pirate on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. He doesn't have an answer for that.
That's nice to hear.
He's like, yes.
All right, maybe after we finish this up, we'll be able to, you know, go on a date. So how about you help us right now?
Okay, we're getting into, like, robot territory. I don't know if anyone would use the phrase, like, we'll go on a date after this. Like, I think you can still be a little more subtle than that.
Maybe we can get better acquainted.
There you go.
Yeah, we can get better acquainted after this all gets sorted out, right?
And so he's just sort of like, wow, okay, sure. So the paramedics are picking up the dead kid, and they're putting him in the fucking thing.
What happened here?
And he's like, well, the same thing that's been happening. Like, this kid's in his bed. Suddenly the parents hear the scream, kid's out of bed, and we find him in the lake. I don't know if there's got to be something going on with, like, either a cult thing or, I remember, he's 22. He goes, did you guys ever see that episode of Batman Animated Series with the Rat King? When he's, like, getting the kids in the sewer and I think it's like a Rat King thing.
Are you a virgin?
What? Anyway, and then.
Have you ever seen a titty?
Grieving mother comes by, Mrs. Hamilton, it's fine. So he's going to deal with them, and like
was
he's kind of
named Alexander Hamilton.
No, it was named Donnie, and he was six.
Wasted opportunity.
And so
Alexander Hamilton.
So he's like kind of corralling the remaining people over and stuff like that. So do you guys want to keep looking around the reservoir or go back to the hotel? What do you guys want to do?
Let's keep looking. It's fresh, so let's see what's going on.
Okay. The water from this massive body of water comes from the Swift and the Ware rivers. Permitted recreational activities include shoreline fishing, hiking, bicycling, and hunting. Swimming and other direct contact with the water is prohibited. Those are just little fun facts about Quavon Reservoir.
Can I investigate this mystery?
And then this kid was drowned in the lake that he's not allowed to swim in.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you get to hold two. You get to ask two of those questions on investigate a mystery.
I got too many fucking papers.
Please help him. He's using it as a TV tray now. Here you go.
Move your kid cuisine.
Yeah, there you go.
What sort of creature is it?
Okay. It's not a Loch Ness Monster or something like that.
It's not a Frog King.
Not a Rat King.
A Rat King, sorry.
Not kill frogs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a ghost, right? Like, what else is carrying this thing in? There's no, like, Sasquatch that's, like, magically floating these children into the lake. Mm. Or into the reservoir, rather. Okay. She said lake. No, I'm saying lake.
Sorry.
Well, is there...
Crystal Lake, buddy.
I mean, like, I get that's where we're going into mystery. But, like, is there any evidence to suggest spectral phenomena versus, like, this is just some crazed asshole who's good at breaking into houses?
There's not really any... There's not, like, if you're looking for ectoplasm, like, splattered around, there's really not.
Well, no, but, like... For example, were there no fingerprints ever left at the scenes? Like,
yes, that was part... Like, that's why they called you in the first place.
Okay, because I know you mentioned that there was no evidence of break-in.
No ransom, no note left, no fingerprints, so that's why they've been completely inept.
Okay. Try not to over-DM you, but I was it's great. I need details.
That's exactly what you're here for. Yeah.
What is being concealed here?
That's a good question. I mean, other than, like, what's causing this?
I mean, like, is there anything else at the reservoir that would lead to a... That would be, like, of importance? Like, is there any other sort of, like...
Okay, we can play that game. So, like I said, you guys are, like, here-ish on the reservoir. You're on the bank here on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see that there is a little sign over in the woodsy kind of area that it's like a little plaque, and it's in remembrance of the first settlers here at Cold Springs in 17 whatever, blah blah blah. And so you can see, like, that might have been where her house was, but it's long since gone. This has not been like a historical society or anything like that. But that area where, like, the ghost or Bernadette would have lived is within walking distance of the Illusiono Hotel.
Ooh. Okay. So
again for listening to this starting episode of Monster of the Week. It's fun to be scared. Please take a moment, go follow Kate Nix on Spotify. She's the amazing songstress who gave us our new theme song. Please subscribe to the Frightful Failures podcast on SoundCloud, starring myself and Tien Guignol, and Tien helped edit this episode. And of course, thanks to Jess, Luna, and James for playing along with me on this episode. We'll have additional episodes soon, and again, feel free to reach out to me on social media. I'm at Horrible Horrors on Twitter. Hope to hear from all you there. And be sure to follow us on FullyGimmick.com, because we are going to be having some Burger Bomber merch soon, because why the hell not? So, on behalf of everybody here, I've been your Monster Keeper, Zach Romero. Thank you so much for listening, and unpleasant dreams, everyone.